Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we begin the month of February 2021. It just seems like yesterday, the day before, that we celebrated the new year. And yet time continues to march on. Winter arrived here in northern Indiana. And so starting these broadcasts a little early compared to what I have been, as I've got winter tasks to take care of at work this morning. And so continuing in the devotional journal, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, a collection of 13 weeks of daily devotions. Each week is wrapped around a different aspect of how God would have us to serve Him by serving others. And this week we're looking at serving with courage. And each day something different about how we use that courage, where the courage comes from. But today's specific topic is serving God with the courage to pray. In 1 Chronicles, David has this conversation with God that's recorded for us. God has told David that he is not the one, David is not the one to build the temple, the house for God that David wanted to build to honor God. And in David's response, it's a response full of praise, because not only did God tell him that he would not be the one to build the temple, but that his son would, and that God would establish David's throne, and his descendant would reign based on their faithfulness to God. But we see that really the culmination of that in the coming of Jesus as that descendant of David who reigns forever. But in the midst of all of that, David is responding to God. He's praying. He's praising God for God's goodness and God's recognition of him. And in the midst of that prayer, he has this line about, because of God's response, because of God's goodness, that David has found the courage to pray. And I think sometimes we don't pray when we should. We don't pray as we should because we're a little bit afraid. Maybe not afraid of God in the sense that it's an unhealthy, terrified fear, but we're afraid to ask. We're afraid the answer might be no. And for many people, we would rather go through life without hearing no. And so rather than ask, we don't. As I've stated many times, grew up with this fear of people. And it wasn't just strangers. It was the physical, emotional, whatever interaction. And it created this intense shyness, for lack of a better word, that I was afraid to ask for things that I needed. To ask my parents, to ask my teachers, to ask people that would have been more than happy to help and to provide things if they knew. And as an adult, I kind of can look back and research and study and figure out some of what was going on, but I wonder how many times we go without. Not because what we want or what we need isn't available, but because we're afraid to ask. We don't live with the courage to pray. God calls us to serve, and part of that calling to service is an expectation and a desire that we would rely on Him. And so many times the serving that He wants us to do is not going to be easily accomplished in our own strength. In fact, it may very well be impossible to accomplish in our own strength. But God has called us to do that because He wants to grow within us, to build within us a reliance on Him, a trust in Him to provide. And He has everything we need. God's Word tells us that He has and can provide all that we need for a life of godliness. It's available. But one of the basic requirements is that we ask. Jesus talks about our need, our instruction to knock and the door will be opened, to ask and it will be given, to seek and we will find. There's action and effort required on our part. And I tied this in with this idea of serving with courage because I wonder what would happen, what would change in the way we serve people if we had the courage to pray, to ask, to seek, to knock, to go to God for those things that we know we can't do on our own, for those things that we know we can't provide on our own. There are times where I believe God's Spirit stirs within us, motivating us to some task that, for many of us at least, our initial thought is it's too big. And so we never start because we're afraid to pray. We're afraid to ask God for help. We think we ought to be able to do it on our own. In my first trip into Lake Charles, Louisiana this past fall, just before I left, they got word that I had been asking for specific things that they might be needing. And it finally came down that diapers was one thing that was lacking. And I did what I'm talking about. I did what I could on my own. And then I get there and realize the need is much greater than what I could do. And so my first effort was in my own strength. And then seeing the need face to face would bring me to that point of having the courage to pray, to ask God to provide more, to do what only He could do in motivating people. And so, my next trip down, about a month later, God's people had come together and packed out my truck full of diapers. But it would have been easy for me, at least, to have looked at what I accomplished on my own and think, well, that was nice. That was helpful. That meant something to some people. That was enough. And I suspect that many times I've settled. Many times we've settled for enough, when God has so much more, if we would just ask, if we would just have the courage to pray. I don't know what service opportunities God will put before you today. But I suspect that there will be that decision that you will ask yourself, can I do this? And my challenge today is, have the courage to pray. Don't simply measure your response based on what you think you can do. Talk to God about it. Ask Him to help. Ask Him to show you what He can do and what He can do in you and what He can do through you. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've called us to Yourself, not just to be in relationship with You, but to accomplish the work that You've created us to do. Just as Jesus walked this earth and had specific tasks and functions that You put Him here to do, to teach, to love, to serve, to sacrifice Himself. You have each of us on this earth to accomplish good things that represent Jesus well. And Father, most of those good things are not things that we're able to do on our own. We don't have the strength. We don't have the ability. We don't have the resources. And so, Father, forgive us for those times where we've evaluated the work of service based on what we could do, and we've not done it because it was too much. Father, today I ask that You would give us an increase within us, the courage to pray, the courage to come to You with our weaknesses, to come to You with the shortfalls that we have, to come to You in full surrender, knowing that You have what we need, because You are what we need. And Father, as we have opportunities to serve others, may we always have the courage to pray for what we need, but also the courage to pray for them and with them. Father, may that courage grow within us so that You and our conversation with You is such an integral part of our life that we could not imagine doing life without praying. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray for those who like me, are growing up afraid to ask for what they need. May we be mindful of those that can easily be overlooked. And Father, for all of the children around us, may we be intentional about teaching them to pray with courage and teaching them to have the courage to pray, to talk with you about everything. Father, may our prayer life not just be something we do for show, but may it be something that is real and vibrant. May we help others to know the joy and the benefit of living with the courage to pray about anything and everything. Father, today as we look around us, as we see opportunities to serve, may we have the courage to pray and ask that you would use us in the ways that you've created us to be your servants. Give us the courage to pray for those that we're called upon to serve that may not be like us, may not act like us, may not talk like us, that may frighten us in some way. Father, when our human flesh calls for us to run, may we have the courage to pray and know what you would have us to do. Father, as we live in this nation of turmoil, for many of us, our gut reaction is to want to do something. To respond to social media stuff that isn't accurate or doesn't portray what we want things to look like. But Father, before we respond, before we take action in any way, may we have the courage to pray. And may that courage continue to grow, that it's a continual prayer. Not just something we do to get out of the way so that we can go on with our own agenda. But Father, as we gaze deeply into your word and we read your instructions to pray for our leaders, to pray for one another, to pray for our enemies, to pray for our families, to pray for everyone. Father, give us the courage to do just that. To combat the turmoil with prayer. To ask you to move in a way that we can't. To trust you to move in a way that only you can. Father, today, may we have the courage to pray in a way that we may have never prayed before. To pray in a way that is fully submissive to you. That we don't simply mouth the words that your will be done. But that we take those words to heart and we truly desire that it not be our will but yours. Oh, Father, in the midst of life today, may we take every opportunity to pray for others. May we be mindful of, in our times of prayer, of listening through your Spirit, through your Word, so that our courage to pray would not simply be a replacement for doing, but it would be the guidance for doing. Father, for those times where we've not prayed because we were afraid of what you would want us to do. I think of Jonah. Who ran away, who did not want to obey because he knew that if the people were to believe the message that he was taking, if they would believe and repent, that you would be merciful, and he didn't want that. So, Father, help us as we have the courage to pray, to take the time to listen and respond, not according to our flesh, but according to your Spirit. And may our courageous prayers motivate us to do the very things you've created us to do. That we would lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.